You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
It's Sunday morning in New England. We're talking politics here on WCRN 830, 50,000 watts of political talk here on your Sunday morning. We were just joined by Marty Lamb and Ed McGrath talking about the Mass GOP caucuses coming up on Saturday. Go to massgop.com. That's massgop.com to find out where your caucus location is going to be. Doors open promptly on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. They close promptly at 10 because the caucus has to start promptly at 10 a.m. So please go to massgop.com, find out where your caucus location is going to be, and be part of history to decide who your delegate choices are going to be to pick the next president of the United States. So a lot of exciting things coming up in the next week, huh, Terry?
Well, yes, absolutely. I'm sure there are a lot of people, I don't know how many Democrats listen to this show, maybe not very many. But we've got a
very exciting Democrat joining us in the 11 o'clock hour later today. So I hope a lot of Democrats listen to us.
Yeah, he seems like he is a Democrat, but he certainly seems like he's more like a Republican with some of the things he's done.
Well, we're speaking about Mayor Carrere from Fall River, so I'm looking forward to that interview, like I said, in the 11:30 hour. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of exciting things. You're running as a delegate for the convention.
I am.
Why don't you tell a little people why, you know, I've known you for years. You've been actively involved in politics in here, but you're really passionate about this. So let's talk a little bit about it.
Well, it was actually a few years ago when I was watching the convention. I'm going, you know, it'd be interesting to be there, to be part of that history, to meet a person who... I remember the convention I was watching, and I used to watch both the Democratic and the Republican conventions and fascinated by it and the process. And, you know, some of the people that give speeches at those conventions will be future presidents or future vice presidents and future leaders of our country. So I want to be as close as I can to the action, I guess. Maybe I'm a political junkie, obviously, or wouldn't be doing this show and all the other things that take up good parts of my day. So,
and I can vouch you're a little crazy, but I couldn't think of anybody better to go. But hey, let's go to the phones. We've got Mark and Gardner has a comment about something that Marty Lamb said about the convention. Go ahead, Mark. How are you?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good. Hey, thanks for taking a couple minutes to call into All Politics Local. What's on your mind?
I have no problem calling in and having an opinion every now and again. I wanted to kind of point out, I love what everyone uses the "we are not a democracy" argument. We are a representative republic. If you go to a caucus or whatever, and you don't vote the way that the people who elected you see, therefore, you're not being very representative at that point. Okay, so it's kind of a convenient argument, and we don't do what we're supposed to do. Well, this, we don't live in a democracy. But yet, that's how they get their votes in order to become the person who goes there to not vote in the way that we elected them to vote. So I always hate that. It's like an irony that kind of ticks me off on occasion. If the people voted for someone and then you went there, you're supposed to do what they voted for, correct? If you're representing. Now, if you're just there of your own accord, obviously, you're doing whatever you want to do, and you're no longer representing the people. You're representing yourself.
Well, I think you bring up a very good topic. I mean, I agree. I mean, I voted and held a lot of signs and sent a lot of money to people to stop Obamacare, and they didn't stop it. I voted for a lot of people and spent a lot of money and held a lot of signs for people that said they were going to stop the budget crisis, and they didn't do that. So, I mean, you do vote and you cast your vote to people that, who you think are going to do the best job. But I mean, you bring up a very, very good hot potato type of subject. Are you on a speakerphone, by the way, Mark?
Yeah. Well, car phone.
Okay. Just want to make sure that everybody out in the listening audience hears us. But
I was also going to point out too that, you know, they're talking about the first ballot, second ballot, if it's an open convention, right?
Right.
Now there's another. I don't know. I guess if you're just honest and you're involved in politics, and I know those things don't go together very well.
It's almost an oxymoron.
No, see, I disagree with both of you on that. I think most people in office
are
good, honest people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to me, the honest thing is really simple. Okay, you have a bunch of delegates that are being taken away on the first ballot on people who are not even in the race or people who have absolutely no mathematical ability to win, okay?
John
so
Kasich.
So therefore, it's rigging the race so that we can't get a conclusion on the first ballot so that they can play games in the back room and get somebody else in there. Now, to me, in honesty, if you want to run that game on the first ballot, all right, that's fine. Let's play the game. Let's get it through. All right, but the second ballot, all delegates have to be bound to vote for either first or second place. Amen. There is nobody else at that point. No one can be named and suddenly ride the white horse, you know, Paul Ryan, and suddenly be the guy that's chosen by it. No, you guys have not been involved in this. And even Paul Ryan, much as he's lying, has said that no one who's not run for the office should be elected. Okay, I know it's a great soundbite to set himself up for 2020, but I'm not interested in that either. So the easy way is you take all of the delegates who are bound to, say, Kasich, or who are bound to even the Florida, right? You got a bunch
Rubio.
Of them down there, Rubio, and they have to vote for either one or two. And that's it. It's time to make a decision and get the guy who we deserve or who deserves it to get there and get the job done, or they lose or whatever they do. But that's it. There's no more games. And that's what I don't like. And so, that's my opinion. And, you know, I'm sure no one's going to call me up to ask me what I think about other things anytime soon.
No, but Mark, I agree with you. And I worry that there are some games going to be played. I mean, I'm going to be candid about that. I have my concerns about it because it does feel, why else are people still staying in the race when they know they can't mathematically win? I think they're staying in because there's something in the works.
To stay in, I understand some of the motivation because, you're going to still pick up power as you go along. In an unclear winner, okay, you're going to negotiate some power struggles, to either back or to give away delegates or whatever it's going to be. So I understand that game, okay, but that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it to try and just completely railroad this entire process and take it away from Trump because they don't think that he's, well, maybe if you guys did your job the way you've been telling us you're going to do it for the last, I don't know how many years, perhaps we would be more interested in going along that route. We've seen how you tell us, we're going to stop Obamacare. Really? Have you done anything on that?
Nope.
It's not looking like it's succeeding very well. Oh, we're going to cut taxes. Really? I'm pretty sure I'm paying more money than I ever have in my entire life in taxes. Okay, so it's a big lie, and we're fed up. At least we're trying to do something about it. Don't fight us. How about going along with us and seeing if we can actually get something done?
Hey, I hope you're right. I hope you're right because, it's something has to change. And change can't come fast enough for me or Mark and Gardner. Hey, Mark, thanks for taking a couple minutes to join us here. Call anytime.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks, Mark. That's Mark and Gardner here on All Politics is Local. If you have a view, 508-871-7000. That's 508-871-7000. I think Mark brings up a good point, Terry. We were told if we supported candidates, we were going to stop Obamacare. Well, we didn't stop it. We were told if we supported candidates that we were going to go and we were going to get the budget in line. Mm-hmm. And Paul Ryan rolled over and, scratched my belly and voted for everything that President Obama wanted. And I do have a problem if Paul Ryan walks into the convention after the second or third ballot. And I would be outraged if somebody who was not involved in the process then became the nominee for president.
Yeah. And, even the guys that dropped out early, let's say that they brought up Scott Walker from Wisconsin, who I think would have been a great candidate. I'm not sure why he didn't get the support that I thought he would have. If he walks in there on the stage, I'm going, wait a minute, you left really early. You're one of the first ones out. Or Bobby Jindal and, all good guys.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. your train left a long time ago. And Paul Ryan, who hasn't participated in the process, he's already ran and won and lost once, you know,
right,
4 years ago. You know, to me, if you go to the second ballot, your name either needs to be Ted Cruz or Donald J. Trump.
Well, here's the problem. We've taken our eye off the ball. The ball is Hillary Clinton.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe these words are going to come out. Our best shot at beating Hillary Clinton is Donald Trump. That if you like it or don't like it or support it or don't support it, the reality is the only people left in the game that could defeat Hillary Clinton, and I still think it's going to be a hard thing to do, is Donald Trump.
Hillary has a lot of money. She has a
lot of 100,000 inmates being released from prison to go vote for her. So.
Yeah, in Virginia. Yeah, great. That's the quality of the Democratic voter, really?
Hey, you're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. After the break, we're going to be joined by New York Times bestselling author Roger Stone. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830.
Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I am.